I am the patient and the psychologist. And I'll speak for myself, but I think we've all experienced it. It being this fork in the road of knowing what to do, knowing what you're doing, and knowing how these decisions are affecting your life, and yet you understand that you're not lacking any physical knowledge, and you replace more than a few light bulbs in the cold, cold winter days, and you also know you're not lacking any ability, at least the last time that you checked. R.I.P. to Nipsey. Yet, as you sit on the couch of your own creation, the war comes in the mind. The war between the psychologist and the patient, the war between the easy way and the right way, a debate as old as I've been alive, just the stakes are higher because I'm adult, living this grown life. Well, I'm good and grown, so is my addiction, and so are my excuses for the rationalization behind it. And hey, I know it sounds bad, but it's really not as bad as it looks, and I'm not hurting anybody, so why should I stop it? Yet, the psychologist in me suggests that, yes, it may not be an immediate problem, and you might even have some respawn abilities as if you were playing a game of Call of Duty, but history unfortunately repeats itself with these sort of addictions, and if you don't put in boundaries of lines you will not cross. History has shown me that behavior is habit, and habits are harder to break, and especially the ones where you're not hurting anybody. But in reality, when you turn the light on, you will see that you are hurting the most important person of all. Y-O-U. And I'm not referring to the Netflix special, You. If you could see the picture of falling off the mountain of nothingness slowly into a hole that, honestly, I don't think you can come back from without some intervention. Intervention now, I don't need no intervention. I don't even need to talk to Y-O-U. A few good days and I'll be back to my old ways, exactly. The psychologist in me says, you will be back to your old ways in a few days. And you can say it's my life, my choice, but every choice has a reward, and just some are better than others. So why not make the choice today to say, I love myself enough to stop. I love myself enough to stop my destructive waves and behaviors that lead me to that less than perfect place. I know I did not have a role model for how to deal with this part of my life. I know I don't have a guidebook for how to beat this level, but I understand that some journeys are only for you. Not that you walk it alone, but you walk it with enough boldness to say that this is where I am, and I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of who I've become, but this is not my best. And I can, I will, and I must do this. And if you're going to have an addiction, at least update it and make it a healthy one. Understand, you're going to have to work like lions, tigers, and bears are all running after you. And not just one. At least in the beginning, but remember, you can, you will, and you must do this. You can do this even on those days you don't want to, because anything else, anything less, will be less than the best version of yourself. It'll be less than self-love, and it'll be less because right on the other side of your addiction is the freedom that you've been seeking. More seductions and revolutions.